Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. I was just wondering if you treat fish at all?
We do.
Or if I could make an appointment to speak to a vet about a fish I have?
Yeah. I don't have anything available today. It'll be tomorrow is my next available.
Oh, no, that's fine. I wasn't thinking I'd get it straight away. I mean, I've run some local vets and one kind of laughed because it's a fish.
Oh, yeah. You get that, unfortunately. But, no, you've definitely called the right place. What's going on with them?
He's upside down.
Okay.
And
what sort of fish is he?
He's fighting really hard to eat and to keep swimming and to live. And I know he's just a goldfish, but he's fighting so hard, so I feel I need to help him fight.
Is he a fancy breed of goldfish, or is he...
He's an Aranda goldfish.
Aranda, was it?
Yes.
Okay. And when did it start?
Within the last week, like he'd be upside down and then he'd turn over, so I didn't think nothing of it. But yesterday and today, he can barely get upright to eat. He struggles just getting his head to the gravel to get food.
Yeah. Alrighty. Can I pop you on hold for just one moment?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care.
Hey, thank you so much for holding. I just wanted to have a quick chat to my vet just about this one. So he said if he can, just sort of get him upright a little bit, like enough to be able to, and feed him like a few like frozen peas, like thaw them out and see if he's able to eat those on his own just for the next 24 hours or so, because I can get you in tomorrow morning at 10:20 if you are you able to make that appointment?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Yeah, and bring him along to the appointment.
What would be the easiest way to transport him? Because I've never took a fish to a vet before.
If you have a container that is sufficient enough, like at least 5 litres, to be able to put the water in and then...
So it doesn't matter the container, just 5 litres of water?
Minimum, yeah. That way he's got enough to...
Buckets. I've never had to think about transporting the fish.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's safe for when he's in the car, that he's not going to be sloshing around, can't tip over and everything like that. So as long as you can, when you look at the container and you can see that it's sort of suitable in that aspect, then, that should be fine.
Okay, yeah, because I'm coming from Bribie Island, so it's going to be a bit of a trip for it.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anywhere that you can have one of the containers with the lids on it and just poke some holes in the top of it, so that way it's got some ventilation.
Yeah, I can just drill holes in it. And
yeah, yep, beautiful. Now, I just need you to get your water tested as well before you make any changes, so don't change the water or anything between now and tomorrow.
Okay.
There is a pet store up at Ningi. Tony's Pet World, I think it is, or Pet Store, Superstore or something like that. They should be able to help you out if you take a sample of your water to get it all tested.
Okay.
Alrighty, because the vet will need those values for tomorrow. It's quite important to like to help out with the diagnosis.
I will say that I did have a second Aranda. He had no swimming issues, but he died this morning.
Okay. I guess the other concern is that there might be something.
I did think of that when I was on hold. I should have said that.
Yeah. It's the float symptom that is also.
No, the second one did not have any symptoms.
The fact that this one does. It is a bit sort of like it might not be the same thing, but it could be that there might also be an additional underlying thing that the other fish had, like a parasite or something else. But that's okay. We will be able to suss all of that out when we have a look at your little one tomorrow.
Because all my other fish and whatnot are healthy.
Yeah.
Just my two Arandas are
and not. Are they new or are they, you've had them
no,
for a while?
No, I've had them for, they're about the size of my hand. They fit in the palm of your hand. They're not little. I bought them from babies.
It's always awful when that sort of thing happens, and especially with the sudden sort of death with no sort of symptoms or anything like that too.
I honestly thought it would be the orange one, the one that's upside down, that would have died, not the healthy looking one.
They're very good at hiding their symptoms, these little guys. Now I'll grab some details from you, because have we seen you before?
Yeah, sure. No, I've never took an exotic pet to a vet before.
No worries. What was your first name again?
Laurie, Laurie.
And your surname?
GOV for Victor, ER.
And what is your best email address?
Lori.
Yep.
243G.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
And the number you're calling from ending in 792, is this your best contact?
Yes.
Wonderful. And what's your home address in Bribie?
5 Hovea, Hovea Street, Ballara.
Hovea.
That's correct.
Street. And then what was the suburb, sorry?
Ballara, BELLARA.
Perfect, there it is. Okay, do you have a name for the fish?
No, had many.
That's right.
I stopped naming them after
that's so fair. That is all good. Alrighty. Yeah. And how old do you think, how old would he be?
He'd be 3 years old.
Yep.
They both were, I got them at the same time.
Yeah. And what colour, like is he like the white with the red?
He's full
the head,
orange.
Or he's just all orange?
No,
gorgeous.
Yeah, full bright orange colour.
Yep.
The one that died was a red cap.
Oh, beautiful.
It was. Bright white with a red head.
Yeah. Oh, goodness me. Alrighty, well, look, I've got you in there tomorrow, Laurie, at 10:20. I'll email you a questionnaire, and if you just, can get your water tested this afternoon.
I'll go up and get a water test.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
No worries. Thank you for your help.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.